Wentworth CPA.
It is, it is. How are you today?
Just living the dream, you know? I didn't get enough, so I'm headed back there again.
Yep. Glad you're being able to go back and play again. It's definitely getting pretty weather to be able to do so. Yeah, I'm going to go to the YMCA after I get home and get changed and then get a little bit of exercise in.
Yeah, I'm in a, I heard what you said, but I'm in a real noisy area of Edwards Road, so it might be a little scratchy here for another minute or two.
Yeah, there must be a dead spot in there somewhere or some kind of business that's got causing a major interference, because I've heard you mention that before, that it gets real staticky on that road.
It's really interesting because one of the places that it gets real noisy is right at the top of the hill where you would, at Adelaide Drive, where you would turn in to go into Wellington Green, the first section of Wellington Green. Well, coming south, and you think when you top a hill like that, you would have a decent signal, but that's not always true.
Nope, it is not, because right there on Highway 14 at the Village Hospital, either the hospital's putting out some major interference, or that big LED sign for that car wash, because until you get down that hill and back up like you're going toward Pelham Road, they're just major static, and it's enough static and interference that it actually takes somebody's voice down, and where it just overpowers that person's voice.
I've got the same thing at the intersection of Congaree and Papewood. I turn left there off of Papewood onto Congaree, and go down just a little ways, and the sports club is right there. But anyway, it just makes a god awful noise, and most of the time, whoever I'm talking to, can overpower it, but, when they unkey, you just hear that noise, and it's an unusual noise, because I've never heard it until on 2 meters anyway, until I started using that intersection.
It would be interesting to see if you had some kind of antenna that could map the areas like that to see where the interference is. But wherever you just went to, your signal went crystal clear, so you obviously were past the bad area.
There at, I think they call that Howell Road right there, and east north, and then it somewhere it changes to Haywood Road, which the mall's on. So I'm going up the big hill right now. So going up to Pelham, and I will. I'm going to turn left on Pelham, and it'll be a lot quicker than sitting in this line. It's about halfway down the hill. So anyway, and this arrow, I tell you, at Pelham here, there's two left turn lanes, and this arrow doesn't stay green but about 5 seconds, or if that.
Yeah, those kind of lights are annoying, and it would do absolutely no good to report them to try to get it extended.
Ron, who do you call to report a traffic light?
Either you can call the local areas like Greenville or wherever it's at, or you can call the SCDOT. Depends on what kind of, if it's on a state road or a county road.
How am I supposed to know if it's a state or county road?
I think from what I was saying before, if it's a green sign, and please, everyone forgive me if I'm wrong, but if it's a green sign, then that's a state road, or and the black signs are the county roads, or vice versa.
Well, I haven't seen the sign. I know that if it says SR on it, you know, it's a state road. But, you know, you don't always see those signs. And of course, neighborhoods have their own cute little sign they can put up, you know, if they're on the corner there. I just met one right there behind me. I'm coming up on Paywood now where all the hospitals are and the other medical buildings.
Yeah, we definitely found out that Highway 14 is actually a state road because when we had trees to fall from our neighbor's yard onto our covered porch area and took that out and took out my daughter's play set and destroyed the fence too, and they put the trees at the road, and so we called our the Hollow Tree community area to let them know that it was there because we saw the trucks going down in the community to pick it up, and we were notified very quickly that due to the fact that we live on Highway 14, that that's a state road, that they wouldn't be responsible for picking that up, and they just now picked that up about a month ago.
I got all the Edwards Road cleared up. It's just been a few weeks ago. I mean, there was just all kinds of stuff there piled up, and I guess they were a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, my friend does the tree pickup service, and he mentioned that they're doing a mad rush now because their pickup contract's ending with the state here shortly. So if they want to continue being paid on and not lose money, because after the cutoff date, then they're still responsible under contract to pick up stuff, but they're just not going to, you know, they're just going to be losing money because they're still committed to picking up the stuff and not anywhere else.
It's going to really, it's going to really suck if you have to work for free. And, but anyway, so what are you doing for, I heard you say something about you were, going to exercise.
I'll be getting on the treadmill for a little bit, warm up, and then I'll get on the track and then walk with my wife a few and then run some more and then just pretty much exercise like that and probably play basketball with my daughter.
One thing I miss, when I was growing up and even as an adult, we had a basketball goal. And, you know, the girls liked to, play horse or whatever. Even my wife, she liked to play. So, and I just like to go out there and shoot. I mean, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And I'm not that good at it, but it's still a lot of fun. And I really miss that. I don't really have a place that I can put a basketball goal. And in this yard, really don't want one in the front. And in the back of the house, it's just, you know, it's all downhill. So it's like, you know, if you miss the backboard, then you basically you're going to chase the ball into the neighbor's yard, and he's not real crazy about anybody else being in his yard.
Yeah, chasing the basketball down like that, it's more so if you miss quite often than you get the exercise of chasing it. And then also running from the neighbor if he catches you.
I'm really scared of him, but he's just a grouch. I can say that because he's not on 2 meters. He's not on ham radio, period. But anyway, they had a little patch of grass that they resodded, and I don't know, 8x8 maybe, something like that. And I mean, you know, I get it. It's you know, it's a new, well, and it wasn't really new then. It was, heck, it's been there for several months. And so, you know, I thought it would be okay to walk on it, but they've been cutting it, or having it cut. And I was actually putting up my Carolina window for the umpteenth time. And, boy, they both came out of the door, back door, just screaming, running out there, "Get off the grass! Get off the grass!"
I had a sign as the one of the sergeant majors of an area that had a sign out there on the grass that said, "Grass grows by inches and dies by feet. Stay off my grass."
They like friendly people like that. Oh, me. Well, I am sitting here at the sports club, and I'm between two white lines, and I guess I'll go inside and after I change my shoes and see what's going on. I'm just looking at, there's a van, must be here to pick up somebody, it's Ant. I can't hardly read it from here. Ant Tells, Ted's maybe, Premium Sweet Potato Pie. And they got a slice of pie and a little whipped cream on top, right in the middle. So, that must be their specialty.
Yeah, I bet it would be good. And when the people were on extra duty around the post, I would have them, of course, it was mainly for the people that cut the grass. I'd have them go out there with a ruler and measure and make sure the grass, you know, was the proper length, because it was a regulations on post that the grass could not be over so many inches tall. It's like, or the Department of Engineers would actually send me a letter about it, which is just crazy as it can ever be.
Talking about the HOA?
No, when I was in the Army on post, the Department of Engineers said that the grass could only be so high. So I had people that were on extra duty that messed up. You know, so as part of their detail, I had them, you know, go around with rulers to make sure that the grass was under the Department of, you know, the regulations were, and if not, then, and it was so long that I would have the people that were assigned to cut the grass come out there and cut that grass to get it below the, you know, required length.
Core CPA. Well, you should send them out there and say, if you find any of the blades that are longer, then here's a pair of fingernail clippers, and I want you to cut it down to where it needs to be with these individually.
were on extra duty to do that with hedges before, but yeah, grass. Sometimes the way the grass fields are, that would be a severe torture and major extra duty for them.
Well, I got to run in, but I am curious, what branch of the military were you in?
In the Army.
Infantry or what?
In the infantry.
Oh, I got to say, appreciate your service. That's for sure. Well, let me run and I'll talk to you later. You have a good evening. It's really nice out here. About 64 degrees. That's what my car is telling me anyway. All right. And it's good to talk to you. Always a pleasure. And I'll stick around for your final. KB4CPA.
All right, Dave. All right, Dave. Enjoy your tennis. KO4P.